Saskatchewan, some extra water tankers from Quebec are destined for northern Saskatchewan. Marlo Pritchard, president and fire commissioner with the SPSA, told reporters during a wildfire update that a pair of amphibious tankers are arriving to join the current fleet this weekend. The assistance is through a mutual aid contract between provinces, and the extra planes will be available for at least 2 weeks. Additional resources such as the tankers are rather difficult to come by, as Western Canada battles through a tough start to the wildfire season. "We are keeping our eyes on what is available," said Peter Boniface, Executive Director of Aviation Operations with the SPSA. Across Canada, there is not much available in the way of the resources. As of 9 a.m., there are 29 active fires in the province, with 6 of those listed as not contained, 10 that are contained, 12 under assessment, and 1 that is protecting property. Crews are getting the upper hand in some areas. For instance, in the Vermette fire southwest of Dillon, an estimated 50,000 hectares in size, Pritchard noted that firefighters are making good progress, with work continuing west along a constructed dozer line. "As many people dream of the 5 o'clock whistle on this long weekend, Pritchard is requesting anyone in or near the Bernard campground to leave the area, as Highway 910 will be closed off." He also noted Highway 165 from the junction of 910 and 914 is closed to traffic, and anyone traveling should check the highway hotline, as public highways may close due to fire or smoke. Above all, he strongly suggested avoiding travel to the north. "Enjoy the outdoors, but take that extra precaution to avoid causing wildfires," Pritchard said. An information hotline has been set up for those evacuated from northern communities, or with questions about the fire ban, being 1-855-559-5502. An information can also be found at saskpublicsafety.ca. R. Kudrowski at sasktoday.ca.